Answer to the call, Elder Nathan Eldon Tanner. Nathan Eldon Tanner, Conference Report October 1960, page 46. President McKay and brethren and sisters, I stand before you this morning in all humility. I wish to express my sincere appreciation of the confidence shown by the general authorities, President McKay, and those associated with him, in calling one so unprepared to hold such a high office in this the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints. No one with any less ability could be called to this position. I would like to assure President McKay and members of the general authorities and you my brethren and sisters that I shall do my best and am prepared to dedicate my life and my best to the work of the Lord. I know that this is the Church of Jesus Christ, the Kingdom of God here upon the earth, and I know that I shall need your faith and prayers, and I ask that I may have them, that I may carry on in a way that will become one in this responsible position, that I may represent the Church wherever I go in a way that will be pleasing to our Heavenly Father. I should like at this time to express my sincere appreciation to my family. My paternal great-great-grandfather was a very close friend of Joseph the Prophet, and on my mother's side, you have read of James Brown and his work, and you know Hugh B. Brown, who is my mother's brother, and I want to thank all of them, my father, who was one of the finest men that I ever knew and my loving mother, and particularly I should like at this time to express my sincere and deep appreciation to Elder Hugh B. Brown for the influence that he has had on my life since I was a child. I have had that great privilege of associating closely with him throughout my life. I should like to express my appreciation to my wife. Probably I could let you know the kind of woman she is by quoting my mother. She said to me one day, "You are fortunate, my boy, to have Sarah as your wife. She has been a great support to you as a wife and a wonderful mother. It is not everybody that could live with you as she has and put up with the things which she has too. We have five lovely daughters, and I should like to say to them that I appreciate how loyal and faithful they have been, how little worry and concern they have caused us and how they are prepared to accept any call in the church. Speaking of my family, I suppose I should tell you that we have 22 grandchildren. I hope and pray that they will carry on in the church. President McKay, again I wish to thank you sincerely and those who are supporting you in this my call, and again I wish to say that I love the Lord with all my heart, and I pledge at this time that I will serve Him and you with all my might, mind, and strength, and I pray for your faith and prayers and God's blessings, and I do it in the name of Jesus Christ, Amen."